getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We get together every week and do this, you know. In case you haven't caught on yet, maybe you're what they call a newbie. It's the first time you've stumbled on the Oompa Hour. Well, that's what we do. Great old-time music, polkas, waltzes, schottisches, all that kind of stuff here in the show. And every week, all the songs come from actual phonograph records. We don't do any of that fancy-pants digital download stuff here, except that is actually how we distribute the show. But all the songs do come off phonograph records here on the Oompa Hour. So we're glad to have you with us for another week. Man, it's a hot week here in northern Minnesota. In fact, we're coming off a couple of weeks of severe storms, thunderstorms, high temperatures, high humidity. For us, the heat index getting up above 100 is pretty crazy stuff. We've had trees blowing over, buildings blowing over, cars getting smashed by falling trees, all kinds of stuff the last couple of weeks. Now, today, it's going to be like a zillion degrees, and we have a flash flood warning just to make it even more exciting. So if the old Oompa Hour starts floating away, that's probably what's going on. So let's get things rolling with some tunes, by golly. It's Matty Madura and his orchestra. Here's the Sunset Polka to kick things off. Go, Matty Madura there, the orchestra, and the Sunset Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and great old-time records like we do every week here on the show. Man, I'm telling you, it's like here at our house, it's like hell week here is what it is. The last couple of weeks, I told you we have the kitchen being remodeled, and that is never going to end. They started 2 weeks ago. And I did a good share of the demolition, I guess you'd call it that. I removed all the old cabinets myself because I repurposed them. You know, cabinets are cabinets, and you could put them in a garage or your workshop or all over the place. And so I took them all out myself and found new places for them. So the construction dudes didn't have to deal with that. But, sheetrock and insulation and painting, and it's been 2 weeks. And we now have nice new painted walls and a nice new ceiling and absolutely nothing else in the room. It's just a great big bare empty room, which means all the stuff from the kitchen is in the dining room, so you can't go in the dining room. And man, it's just, it's upset my routine. I'm telling you, it's terrible. All right, back to the tunes. Oh, how about an Oberic? Why not? Because we have one on the record player now. It's the 1-2-3 Oberic with Billy Sparko and his orchestra.
Strike up the band, Raspa, cheer!
There you go, Billy Sparko and the orchestra, the 1-2-3 Oberic here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records here on the radio. We get together each and every week and give them a spin here. And I want to remind you, if you want to get in touch with the Zumpa Hour, maybe you would like to make a request or have a question about a band or just want to say hi or whatever, you can always do it via email. It's a very easy email address, zumpahour@aol.com is all you need to know. Zumpahour, one word, at AOL.com. So we expect to hear from you sometime when you're not sweating in this heat. You know, other parts of the country, it's not this hot, but a big chunk of the USA, it's got a big heat wave over the middle of it, and that's weird up here in northern Minnesota. We don't know how to deal with heat. Give us 30 below, and we're good, but this 100 degrees is just weird, all right? Ray Champa and his Polka Champs are up next. This is the Hickory Polka. is the Hickory Polka there. Ray Champ and his Polka Champs and Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great old-time records for you every week here on the show. We have music from The Elegance coming up in just a second. But before we get to that, I need to tell you about the Harrington Arts Center and a World of Accordions Museum and invite you to stop by. It's traveling season. A lot of people are out visiting, traveling, on vacation, seeing the world, doing whatever it is people do when they get on the road. And if you're going to be in the area or you're looking for a great destination, you might want to consider the Duluth Superior area. And when you're there, take in a World of Accordions Museum. Harrington Arts Center, it's on Belknap Street in Superior there. Pretty easy to find, because I can find it, so it's got to be pretty simple. And it's cool. The museum itself has like 1,400 concertinas and accordions on display. I can't even talk right. It's so hot. It is 88 degrees in the studio as I tell you about this right now. Anyway, they have a chock full schedule of events. Especially during the summertime at the World of Accordions Museum, they have jam sessions. They have what they call ethnic evenings, where everybody gets together and kind of hangs out and jams. And those are generally free. They accept donations. They're in some parades. They have festivals, fundraisers, concerts. They have a beautiful concert hall in there as well that is also worth mentioning. And, of course, about the only place left on the planet with a accordion and concertina repair and technician school. Yes, you can learn to repair and maintain all these amazing instruments. Find out more. It's a World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center. Find them on the interwebs at worldofaccordions.org. All right, worldofaccordions.org, Harrington Arts Center, Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out, all right? The Elegance are up. Here we are with the All Too Soon Polka.
On her mother's shoes and her mother's pearls. He watched her as she scolded them and gave them a big hug. On this day, as we recall, it gives our hearts a tug. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. Touched the forehead, bobbing above the door. He watched him as he honked the horn, signaling his turn. On this day, as we recall, it makes all our hearts yearn. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. She is a bride and your son's a groom. Twirl them once for old time's sake and let them leave the room. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give your blessing, throw a kiss and send them on their own.
Oh,
There's Yell Against the All Too Soon Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How you doing out there, huh? Hot week this week up here in northern Minnesota. And a lot of storms and some weird stuff going on. And we're entering, I think we're on week three now of no refrigerator at our house. That's always fun. Did I tell you the refrigerator story? I don't remember if I told you the refrigerator story. Refrigerator conks out. It had been acting weird for quite some time, but it conks out. I call the repair dude, or the store. You got to call the Sears service is who we had to call. And, we'll have the guy there in 3 days. Guy shows up in 3 days. Nice guy, clearly knew what he was doing, said, yep, you need one of these parts, but I don't have one. But we'll order one for you, and UPS will bring it here, and when it gets here, I'll come back and fix it for you. Well, fine, he orders the part, shows up. He can't get back to fix it until August 5th. So that's like, 4 weeks that we'll be without a refrigerator? I do not find that acceptable. Why do they not have some parts? Why, once the parts come in a couple of days, can't the guy come back a little faster? Maybe it's time to get a few more service guys if they're this busy. I don't know, but I'm a little irritated about it, or I'm just about ready to go out and buy a different refrigerator, and I don't know what to do with a broken one. My grandpa, back in the 40s and 50s, put them all down in his basement, and he had owned a hardware store, so he sold fridges to other people in a small town in southern Minnesota, and he would deliver their new one and take their old ones and take them down into his basement. When I was a kid, all the walls in the basement were lined with old refrigerators, and he had stuff in them. He was, well, what better to store something in than an airtight, sealed-up, insulated refrigerator? So I guess there's some logic to that. Makes for some pretty ugly storage cabinets, I think. But anyway, back to the tunes, huh? Dick Rogers and his orchestra. How about the Bratwurst Schottische? That's kind of hard to say when you're this hot on a day like this. But anyway, let's do it. Dick Rogers on Tim's Oompa Hour. Dick Rogers and his orchestra and the Bratwurst Schottische here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That was on Polka Land Records. What a better name for a record company than Polka Land Records out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I love saying Sheboygan. It's a great name for a town. All right, Eddie Zima is up next with the orchestra and the Godfather's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Thank you. Eddie Zima and the orchestra, Godfather's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Great old-time records broadcast here, whether you're listening to us on a radio station, which it's very likely you are. We're on 23 different stations across the country now. Or perhaps you're listening to us on the interwebs in a download or a podcast or a streamcast or something like that. Good to have you along for some great old-time music here in the Oompa Hour once again this week. All right, now for regular Oompa Hour listeners, you know we always try to include at least one waltz in every show. And the time has come. So it's time to round up your partner now, get him up out of the kitchen chair there or whatever, wherever you're relaxing, having a cup of coffee, listening to the show, whatever. You're probably out dancing in the alley. I know there are people who turn up this show and actually do dance in the alley. But anyway, time to round up your partner, do a little waltzing. And we have two Eddies in a row because we just played Eddie Zima. Now it's Eddie and the Slovenes. And here's the Starlight Waltz. There you go, Starlight Waltz in there with Eddie and the Slovenes here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I know what happened since we were together last week. I became a grandpa again. I think I mentioned that my daughter was expecting any day now, and it was right after last week's show, actually, that off to the hospital and poof, baby. Well, it wasn't quite poof, especially if you ask her. But anyway, yes, another successful member of the family has been created. And they named him Jacob, and I was amused because we're sitting there in the hospital room, and the nurse came in and said, okay, we wanted to double-check. You're spelling Jacob the normal way, right? And we're like, yeah, what else would you do? Well, some people would spell it with a K, I guess, or maybe it's something like J-A-Y-K-A-U-B. That would confuse people, wouldn't it? But no, it's just Jacob, J-A-C-O-B. So anyway, he's just about a week old now already. And everybody's doing swell, so it's always fun to have another baby in the family. Of course, they will grow up, but nothing really you can do about that. All right, let's get back to some tunes here. What do we have? Oh, we have Polka Spirit. That's what we have, and a lot of people just have Polka Spirit anyway. But anyway, that's the name of the band, and they are from West Lawn, Pennsylvania, and it's the Under the Oak Tree Polka. Here we go on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you. się stary, z młodym trzeba ucieczkę, a ona to nie kto jak to stary ciepły, a ona to nie kto jak to stary ciepły.
Polka Spirit there, Under the Oak Tree Polka. Some interesting modern-day special effects there. A little pew-pew sounds in there. I was looking to see if there was a date on this record, because this one is not as old as some of them, because the records here go clear back to the 1940s even, but I'm betting that one's from the 1980s, just before they quit making vinyl records on a regular basis. All right, Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners have turned up next here on the Oompa Hour, and you know this is a good record, because it says right on it that it is in hi-fi monophonic, so it's got to be a great record. My Wife Gets Drunk Polka. Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. My good man bring her peda, she buy vodka, that's my keda. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Supper no on the table, Keda sleep on the table. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I no more eat hot suppers, only old cold frankfurters. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk.
There you go, Stanky and his Pennsylvania Coal Miners. My Wife Gets Drunk here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And again, remind you, get in touch with us here on the Oompa Hour. Send us an email, oompahour@aol.com. Make requests, dedications, ask questions about tunes, give me a hard time, whatever you want to do. Also, we are on Facebook, and we get some more likers on there. I'll try to put some more content up there. But you can certainly stop by and like the page, and then when we get cooking here, you'll have it coming in your Facebook feed thingamajobber there. And that's easy to find, too. It's facebook.com/ Tim's Oompa Hour. So like us if you can, all right? Ivan Kale Band on the way next here. And the Rainbow Valley Polka says here they're from Norwood, Minnesota. That's how everybody thinks we talk up here. Yeah, sure, from Minnesota. Played a good polkas on the record player. But we don't really talk like that. We do a little bit on some words, though. Because if I'm traveling, like we go down to Kansas to visit my son, or out in North Carolina visiting my daughter or whatever, and like we say things like toast and boat. And to me, that seems normal, but I'm going to go have some toast in the boat. I don't know. Maybe you don't say that, but apparently we do up here. Anyway, Ivan Cale Band, here's the Rainbow Valley Polka. The Ivan Cale Band there and Rainbow Valley Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming to you from beautiful northern Minnesota, where most people think it's chilly all the time. It is now 89 degrees here in the studio. We've had a heat wave going on up here for the last couple of weeks now, and today they're blessing us with flash flood warnings. Yeah, well, I am not in any mood for that, so let's just play another polka, shall we? Here, this one's called Polka Polka, and it's by Al Soika and his orchestra.
We'll be right back.
There you go. That is Al Soika and his orchestra there. And Polka Polka. I could have learned to sing that one myself. That'd be pretty good. Anyway, you're here on the Oompa Hour like we do every week here on the show. We get together. We spin great old-time records for about an hour. And glad to have you along with us here on the show once again, as we'll just kind of keep the tunes coming here. And I'll try not to talk too much. Sometimes that happens, though. Oh, my. All right. Now, keep your clothes on. I realize that it's warm around here. It's warm all over the country, really. And this record may inspire you to cool off a little. Chester Budney and his boys, this is the Stripper's Polka. Dudes, y'all keep your clothes on, huh? Stripper's Polka there. Chester Budney and the boys here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. On the way, Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra coming up. But before we do that, let's push this little button over here and do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I promised you Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra coming up here, and by gosh, I've got them right here. I'm looking to see what it says here. Oh, and the Red Raven Orchestra, that's who it is. I couldn't remember. I had to look at the record. That's just terrible. Anyway, you're going to recognize this tune, I Want a Girl.
I
Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, I Want a Girl, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Great old-time records every week is what we do here on the show, and we're glad to have you along for another week. We're going to do a song next that is not necessarily an old-time song, but it's by an old-time band. In fact, one of the bands that has received more Grammy Awards than any other artist in the world of old-time music. But before that, I got to tell you a couple of stories, because it's hot here in northern Minnesota. And I'm sitting here in my 89-degree studio doing the show this week because there's no air conditioning in the studio. And you can't leave the fan running because it comes in on the microphone. And that's not professional. But I want to tell you a story. You're familiar with the song, The Christmas Song, also known as Chestnuts Roasting by an Open Fire. You know the song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, Jack Frost Nipping at Your Nose. You know, I never made an album. I got to tell you the story about that song. See, way back when, Bob Wells was a songwriter. And, of course, you know Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog great vocalist. And he worked with Bob. And he had stopped by Bob's house down in Hollywood in the middle of the summer there, just alongside Los Angeles. And it was hot, hotter than hot. And Mel had looked on Bob's piano and he saw some notepaper there. And it had said, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, Jack Frost Nipping at Your Nose, was written down on this paper. And Mel said to Bob, he said, Bob, what is this you have written down here? This doesn't make any sense. Bob says, it is so darn hot, Mel, that I was just thought if I could think of cool things, that it would help cool me off, make me feel a little cooler. So he had Jack Frost nipping at your nose and all that. And Mel said, I think you've got a song here. And Mel sat down with Bob, and 20 minutes later, they had written one of the most endearing Christmas songs ever, The Christmas Song, with chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose and all that. So that's how that song came to be. And now I'm sitting here in the studio where it's 89 degrees and it's hot. And I thought, I'm flipping through the records here. And I happen upon a Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra record. And I see that on the B-side here, they're doing Ice Castles. Ice Castles is not an old-time song, but it is Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. And it's a cold-sounding song because it's got ice in the title. And that leads me to another story. Really, we will get to the record eventually. Ice Castles was a movie made in 78. I could be wrong. It starred Robbie Benson. And I'm really stirring up the cobwebs of my mind here. And Holly Lynn Johnson, I think, is her name. She played a figure skater. And she was, you know, a championship figure skater and was hoping to go on to the Olympics or whatever and be in the Nationals and all this stuff. And she's really good. And Robbie, her boyfriend, they get broke up and she keeps on and everything and blah, blah, blah. Well, then there's an accident. And she is blinded. She's lost her vision, but she still wants to be a championship figure skater. And she gets back together with her boyfriend, and he inspires her, and they work at it through the whole darn movie. And sure enough, by the end, she learns how to skate her routine and still be a winner, even though she can't see, because she learns the timing. So she knows where she's at in the arena by the timing and can do the whole thing. And it's an amazing. And I mention the movie not only because, well, it's the name of this song, and it's about figure skating, which is cold. You know, I do feel a little bit cooler already, but I got to be in that movie. Yeah, they shot that movie in Minneapolis at the big Minneapolis Auditorium or Convention Center, whatever it is they called it then. And they needed extras because they had to fill that whole arena with people who were watching this figure skating championship. And I was one of those people. So if you go out and rent or Netflix or whatever the movie Ice Castles, and you're watching those scenes where they're swooshing around in the arena figure skating, I'm one of them little bitty specks of people back there going, cheer, yay, every time she does another jump or something. But I got a better scene. There was a scene where Holly Lynn Johnson and Robbie Benson are walking in one of the hallways, you know, of the, you know how arenas have big hallways back around behind everything where you get to the seating and stuff. And they're walking together talking, and the camera's in front of them on a dolly as they're walking down this big long hallway. And to make it look real, they had regular people walking by too, because what hallway would be completely empty during a figure skating championship? And in the scene, as the camera's walking, they're walking toward you, and the camera's walking backwards in front of them. I'm coming up from behind the camera on the other side, on the wall side, walking away from them. So you get to see me enter on the right side of the screen with my friend, and we disappear. We walk by on the right-hand side, and you see my back, and you see a little bit of the side of me. And if you know it's me, you could tell it was me. So that was one of my big claims to fame there, was my starring moment in the movie Ice Castles. So I suggest that you run out and rent that, especially if you're too hot and you want to watch something that'll cool you off. Nothing cools you off more than watching people figure skating. Anyway, Jimmy Sturr and the Orchestra, not really an old-time song, but still a great number from Jimmy Sturr and the band. Here's Ice Castles. I just want you to know my lips hurt just listening to that trumpet playing. Yowzers! Jimmy Sturr and the Orchestra, Ice Castles, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Not really an old-time song, but one of the greatest old-time bands, polka bands, Jimmy Sturr and his Grammy award-winning orchestra. They made a lot of great records, and that's one of them. Ice Castles, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, and I think we need to wrap it up with something a little more old-timey, don't you think? I think, wow, it's warm in here. Mary's Not Knockin' Polka. Ah, that's a good one. Here's Marv Herzog in the band.
Mary's not knocking on Johnny's door. Please, my dear Johnny, take me once more. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. Take me once more, dear, and hold me tight, or I will knock on your door all night. I will be knocking each night and day, until you tell me that I can stay. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you. That I can stay, dear, and be with you, because I love no one else but you.
Marv Herzog and the band, Mary's Knockin', wraps up another edition of the Oompa Hour. We survived another one. I hope you all had a good time, because, of course, we shall continue doing these ad infinitum, and I don't even know what that really means, but anyway, we'll be back to do it again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!